It's Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play. And I guarantee you today we are going to make your hands clap. Say yeah. I added that last part for a different band. I threw the entire thing off because if you haven't been listening to this show, that is what I do. I'm the worst. But ladies and gentlemen, people that are...
That's why we love you.
Yeah, that I was about to say, that's why we're friends, man.
you gotta lay the softball up and then you completely miss the bunt. It's, you know, it's just what I do. And I also cross all the metaphors. It's great. So when I looked this up, it looked like, Keith, for your triumphant return, you're the person who put Fits in the Tantrums on the board. I think that is correct. So we're going.
That sounds about right, but yeah. I also haven't really followed their career since I put it up on the board. Oh, so
interesting.
Yeah, my bad. I did appreciate jumping back into it.
So you're back in the fold here. Talk to me about Fits in the Tantrums and why at the time you decided to put them on the board and why you thought we should talk about them.
Their first album was very high energy, had some good piano stuff in there with some fun instrumentation. You know, the piano wasn't the driving one, but I always pick up when you get some good piano in a song. And yeah, it's just high energy, feel good, you know, get you kind of hyped up. And they've continued that through their five albums.
So I think shortly, because this would have gotten put up when everything was still on the Deprogram Facebook. And I think you probably signed up for this, Katie, before you moved. This may have been just after RFR times. So this one's been kind of tabled for a while, but you signed up. So talk to me about what made you jump on board for a Fits in the Tantrums episode.
I feel that I have to take credit for all of my friends liking Fits in the Tantrums and all of my family liking Fits in the Tantrums, because I feel like nobody in my circle knew of them before me. I actually found them back in 2013. And that was because one of their songs was playing on the radio when I was working as an AFN DJ in Korea. And I just loved kind of the retro sound. And when their second album came out, I'm like, oh my God, this is even better. So getting to kind of tell everyone about them, and then Out of My League, which really I would say was kind of their breakout single, came out, they were like, oh yeah, we knew about this. Katie told us about it. So I've seen them twice in concert now, I think, but I'm in Keith's boat. I think around the time that I jumped into Fits in the Tantrums was really about the last time I really was following them. But I just like the mix of the electronic and the retro and the upbeat style of it. And it's the kind of music that you can just really, it's good car driving music that's going to get you in the good mood, maybe give you the motivation to conquer another day.
It sounds like all of us are kind of accidentally in the same place here, because obviously for me, this was other than the radio stuff, brand new, like all of it was brand new for me. And, you know, I hate saying things like this because it feels like it's disparaging, you know, part of the discography, but those first two records are just like scorchers, and they're like, it's light years beyond the last three. And again, I feel like I'm disparaging the back half of the discog here. I'm not. Like the rest of the discog's fine, but those first two are so special. Like it felt like, you know, you guys have already touched on some things that like really jumped out at me, like the piano, like it feels very Motown adjacent. So like, I was like, this is probably why Keith's in, you know, the pianos and not exactly Motown, but to your point, Katie, like there's like a throwback appeal to it. It's yeah. Like those first two records just hit. And, I guess to that point, I'm kind of leading us to that next part of the conversation, Keith, like as you're going through that, to pick stuff to make your 20 for this, I don't know, like you mentioned before we went on 3.5 years in between, you know, this being the first band back, was it a difficult 20 to make, or did you approach it the same way as you always have?
A little bit. I mean, I always listen. It's been a few years since I've been on the show, so I always listen to it chronologically. You know, I usually have probably about 40 songs in my first pass for a discography of this size, you know, five albums. I think I ended up with like 38 or 39. And then I just go through and listen to those again, you know, the ones that jump out. And then I have to start getting really critical, you know, is it too similar to a different song, or is it, you know, is it same groove as another one, or are the lyrics too depressing, or are they, you know, do they fit the mood that I'm in that day? You know, it's definitely a process. And this one, you know, I know we tried to meet last month and it didn't work out. Honestly, it was good because it gave me the time to kind of revisit this stuff with a fresh ear and really kind of cut it down. And there were a few that was a little difficult because we had five albums. So I usually try to do an even spread unless one album is just above the rest of them. But I picked four songs from each of these albums. And I'd say, yeah, there's probably two or three that I could easily still have in my list if you let us go past 20.
Interesting. Okay, so you really played the game. So we'll see if that works out to your favor or not. Katie, like, again, it's been a little while since you've been here, but last time you were here for Panic. Is there a different approach between the bands, or are you kind of taking the same mindset going into this list?
For me, it was, I kind of took a backwards approach to Keith because I feel like the first two albums I know so well and are such a, still even a regular part of my rotation. Like if I've got something from the first two albums, I'm not, like, they're automatically getting played. But I was so unfamiliar with, especially the most recent one, had to listen to that first and then kind of go back. Self-titled was like right around the time where I was, it came out in 2016. And, you know, of course, 2017 was when I moved, and you know, all that was kind of almost the downhill for me in terms of how closely I followed them. Mm-hmm. But, it was backwards for me. And I was nervous because you mentioned it too, Justin, how just the first two albums are absolute scorchers. And I questioned myself when I, even as recently as this morning, I thought, God, do I have too much from the first two albums? And then I kind of just, I'm still like working through the guilt on that because it, all five are good, but there's just something special about the first two.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, I don't want to repeat it, you know, but that was my approach. Is like, is there anything... Basically, I weighted the back end of the discog against whatever I brought from the first two. And I was like, are they similar, and which one does it better? And, you know, if the front end of the discog did it better, I took the front end. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts. Because I feel like, again, what we're trying to do here is attract somebody to Fits in the Tantrums. And the back half is poppier, you know, like... traditional popular. So like, I feel like if we can get them hooked on that bluesier throwback sound, it makes the popular stuff go down easier. Although it is wild to think that if they would have just stayed the route, I feel like they could have been even bigger. Like, it, I know they have like a couple like just massive hits, but like, I feel like that throwback sound really came back around, and they probably could have stayed in that pocket, but you know, that's all hearsay.
I think, Justin, to that point, you know, wanted to try to find a good spread of something that was representative, even with the new stuff. Mm-hmm. And they did kind of, they slowed it down. They had a few melancholy ones on that back half. So I threw like one of those in, but despite liking some of the other ones, I was like, that's not representative of their sound if I stick with some of the slower stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. They're definitely
I'm curious how they are in concert.
They are great in concert. Now, again, this is first two albums. I saw them once in 2014 and once in 2015. They were great. The sets were very, very similar because the self-titled album hadn't come out yet. but they were amazing. I saw them at the Norva, and then I saw them at a music festival that was kind of one and done in Suffolk. And that one, I loved. I was so just like gung ho about going to the concert that I went just like 2 weeks after having surgery. So I was literally on crutches,
Wow.
and I'm just like fist pumping my crutches in the air, like I did not care. But it was very high energy. Definitely a lot of the same vibe. I felt like it was more of a vibe from More Than Just a Dream as opposed to Picking Up the Pieces, but it was very high energy. They did do a cover of Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics in both
Oh,
of those shows, which
nice.
was absolutely excellent. And the only song that they didn't kind of stay true to in terms of performing the way it was recorded was Last Raindrop. They, which is one of their more melancholy songs on More Than Just a Dream, they stripped it down a lot. That was kind of their like acoustic, super chill, super low energy song, but everything else was like right on par with what you heard on the record.
So it sounds like that was just an offset, like a good reset in the set to rebalance out the high energy that they're known for. So I don't know, like based on everything we're saying, like this feels like we could really be looking at a wild card episode here. Like this could go. Like we have a lot in common, or this could mean we have nothing in common. Like this is the it could go in.
I'm feeling I would be the odd man out here, and I'm totally fine with that because, I mean, you guys have already said it. The first half is some great bluesy kind of poppy or upbeat stuff. So I'm not gonna really argue a lot of it, I imagine.
So to that point, though, Keith, this is the part of the show where we find out. We were doing this last time you were on, I think, right? Where you pick the 10th one, the final say. Were we doing that?
Oh yeah, we were still doing the final say.
Okay, good. So I wasn't sure if that had been
I think it was like the bullet, the final bullet or something.
Oh, number one with a bullet. No,
number one with a bullet. I remember that one.
so that's where you pick the first song.
Okay.
The final say is we're each going to pick a number for how many we get through unanimously. And if one of us gets that number on the nose, we get to pick the 10th song, no questions asked.
Oh,
Ah, see,
okay.
a new rule, a new wrinkle. So, based on everything we've said, how many do you think we are going to get through, Keith, unanimously?
Unanimously?
Yes, sir.
Boy. Four.
That sounds about right. I feel like there's a good four out there. What do you think, Katie?
My optimism for Panic got me looking like an idiot. So I'm gonna four was my answer, but since Keith took it, I'm actually gonna say three.
Three, okay. Four does seem like the right number. Keith might just win by being first.
Sorry.
No worries. I've won it too much, and I don't want that pressure. I've won it a lot this year. I hate it.
is it like Price of Right rules? Like if you go over. Or is it like closest to it? So like if we get two, are Katie and I both out because we both voted over, or does Katie get it because she was closer to the
We
mark?
did it. We initially did that, but we more recently changed it to you have to hit the number on the head.
Okay.
If you don't hit the, if none of us get the number, then we just have to discuss the list all the way. So,
Gotcha.
I do feel like this is an agreeable discog. So I feel like even though there's a good possibility we don't get a ton unanimously, I don't think that second round's going to be difficult. But the question is, are we going to be able to negotiate a list? The question is, how many are we going to get unanimous? And
Yeah.
maybe I go high here in hopes, because if I'm right, that's pure optimism. But hoping that you guys are right, it still makes me out to be the optimist. So I'm going to go six.
Oh,
Yeah.
all
Well, again, I don't want it. But if I get it,
right.
that means we got six through unanimous, so that's really cool. So
Fair
I like
point.
that. All right. True. So we're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, we're going to play the game, Jack. It's the program. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the Fits and the Tantrums discog and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given Fits and the Tantrums the time of day. And, you know, I get it, I guess. You know, I was that guy. We're going to fix that for you. And anybody who's been listening to the show long enough, I'm sure maybe the two of you know this by now. I love when a band tells you what's up right off the jump. First track, first album. Hey, this is what we do. Expect this. And I got to tell you, considering that I basically only knew one song that kind of gave me, kind of made me groan when I heard it on the radio. And we'll talk about how my thoughts changed on that song. But when I heard this song, completely changed my tone on the band and completely opened my ears for what I was about to get into. Breaking the Chains of Love.
I don't got it.
You are a one-man island on that, my friend.
Wow. Okay. That's wild. I mean, look, obviously I don't take it back, but it is the only answer I got when I asked the audience about what is essential Fits in the Tantrums. It was literally the only song I got.
So really?
I didn't necessarily think it was a home run, but all those things stand. Without this song being first on the list, I think I enter into this episode wholly different. And this song completely opened my ears and made me ready for what I was getting. So I'm very thankful.
I'm glad
they
gave it to you right off the bat, though. I'm glad you were able to like get right into it.
Right, exactly. And I love when a band does that, and especially if I have preconceived notions. They changed my preconceived notions on them right off jump. So I wholly appreciate that song. It is a bummer it's not even going into the conversation, but give that a listen. Next chance you get, because c'est good, is c'est good. All right, Keith, where do you want to start?
You know, I'm gonna stick in the same album, that Pick Up the Pieces album. I'm gonna go the track right after that, Dear Mr. President.
I've got it.
Okay, good. I don't. It's a two, but that means it lives another day. This is literally just an example of I got to make cuts off this first record because I have a lot. I was listening to it just before you guys came on, and I was like, this is on my list, right? And I went, oh, wait, no, it isn't, because I have, you know.
And it's so dependent on your mood of the day or, like, how much you've been listening to, because sometimes you get, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, for you guys, is like sometimes if I have a good long stretch of time, I might knock out two albums.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the time I get to the end of that second album, I might be just kind of wore down on it, or, you know, I might hear it differently than if I just heard that second album by itself, you know?
Totally.
It happens.
All right. It lives to see another day. It is quite alive. All right, Katie?
Why come off of this album if we don't have to? I am going to go with the very first song I ever heard from Fits and the Tantrums that made me say, whoa, who are these guys? They sound so great. It is the song, of course, that was on the radio rotation all those years ago. I went with Don't Gotta Work It Out.
I got it.
Got it.
Hey, there we go. I actually did not know that was a radio song.
I'm not even sure if it was in America, because I was a DJ for an American base in Korea. Fair. So over there, it was on the radio, but I don't know if it was a radio single or getting much play in the States at the time.
Trying to give it a couple seconds.
I'm trying to remember what I did hear from them on the radio in America.
Well, it's very
up until More Than Just a Dream. I'm not sure. Like, again, I didn't see any other songs from this album in our radio rotation, and the next one I saw was from More Than Just a Dream. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it vaguely sounds...
Now I want to look at like the Billboard and see if any of them topped.
It sounds vaguely familiar, like maybe it might have, but I don't know if that's just recency, you know, because I literally just listened to these records, so... All right, Don't Gotta Work It Out is in. One down, two to go to meet Katie's three. Shoot, I mean, let's stay here. Let's stay on this record. I'm gonna bust out as many until I hit one. How about that? Picking up the pieces.
Got it.
I don't, but it's still in the conversation.
Yes, all right. We'll take.
I like when the title track is a good track.
Yes. Yes, I know it's a silly thing, but yes, when the title track is as good as the rest of the record, it's. I hate when it's a bummer of a song, and this is not a bummer of a song. All right, Keith?
I'm going to go with my last one from this album, Rich Girls.
Oh, interesting. I don't have that.
I don't have it.
On your own there, friendo.
It happens. Bound to get one eventually.
All right, Katie?
This one, it was between this one and Picking Up the Pieces, but this one won out. I believe this is also my last one from this album, and that would be Money Grabber.
That one's a good one, but I had to cut it.
Oh, that's another one. I was listening just before we came on. I was like, I have this, right? Nope. Nope. Unfortunately,
yeah. I think Money Grabber. I think when I struck this one, it was like, all right, I've got Dear Mr. President, Picking Up the Pieces, and Money Grabber. I gotta drop one of them so I can keep it below.
All right, well, we're still doing all right. We still got plenty of gameplay here.
Four more albums.
All right, yeah,
exactly.
Let's see, one, two. Let me move on. I'm gonna just go in order here. How about that? This song has already come up plenty of times, so why not bring it up now? Out of My League.
I've got it.
Got it.
Right. And again, when I heard it initially, I was like, I've heard this before. And then when I was listening to it just now, oh, I heard this before. And I was like, duh, this was the breakout. This was the breakout hit. But I mean, it's very fitting. And what I love about this is it's definitely different from the first record. Like, it's kind of double-edged. Like, it presses their sound forward and clearly enough to break them out, which I think is unfortunate overall because they definitely press more towards pop after this.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I would have loved if they stayed in this pocket. Now, again, look, that sounds like I'm disparaging the rest of the stuff. It's no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I like this stuff like a lot. And, you know.
And if we'd had five albums of that, we could make the argument that they're, you know, they're just stale and they're not evolving.
That's fair
you
enough.
Know,
yeah,
they're just true. Trying to evolve their sound like any other
that's
solid
true.
Band.
That's true. So Out of My League is in. We got two. We got two. Keith?
Sticking with this album, let's go with House on Fire. Really enjoyed the chorus on this one.
I got it.
I don't.
All right.
It was so close. I picked another song from this album instead, but it was so close.
I've still got two more on this album, Katie. There's still a chance.
All right.
But I like that we have at least one from each of the first two albums now.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yeah.
Very good point.
So we've already accidentally hit some album representation. So I'm into it. Mm-hmm. You know, and look, we'll take twos all day because it'll make that conversation later thicker. All right, Katie?
Again, keeping with this album, now that I think about it, my memory came back to me. And actually, this song popped up for me before Out of My League did, and that would be 6 a.m.
I got it.
I don't.
All right.
Two is better than one, though.
That's right.
It's still Absolutely. Alive.
That's right. Especially this early on. You want these ones that you get a chance to fight for. They get to come back and say something again later. I guess I'll stay on this album one more go again. How about that? How about Break the Walls?
I don't have it.
Nope, nothing on that one.
All right, All Alone. Bound to happen. All right, Keith.
Spark.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't.
Very interesting.
A conversation, though.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm not like I've thrown out a couple duds, but I've been on more than I've been off.
I would say very bound to happen with this diverse taste with the three of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, Katie?
Okay, let's see here. Fool's Gold. I'm probably on my own for this one.
That was one of the last ones I struck from this album.
Yeah, I don't have that one. I looked down because I thought maybe I did, but I do not. All right, how about I move on to... I'll move on to self-titled, I think. All right, we got it. It's going to come up eventually, right? I made a joke about it. I have it on my list, so I might as well bring it up. I thought maybe somebody else was going to bring it up, and maybe I should have let it come back to me. Hand clap.
I actually have it.
Nope, I do not.
Okay. That to me, that feels like a room splitter. You know what I mean? Like, I like it. I hated it when it came out. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely loathe that song. But as I mentioned before, you know, coming into this and hearing that first song, I was like, oh. And then by the time I get to Handcuff, I'm okay. I'm like, okay, I get it. And there's a pop sensibility to it that could kind of, you know, get somebody in on board. But I also could understand somebody making the case, if you haven't heard that, then, and that didn't get you in, what, you know, why would it now? So I could hear an argument either way, but I wholly softened on this song doing this show. So, all right.
I'll admit one of the biggest reasons I put this on here is because there's actually a remix of this song that I think is just so enjoyable, and if you don't like Hand Clap, you would very well like the remix, but I felt since I like the remix, it was an obligation to put the original on.
I like your line of thought.
yeah, me too. I'm gonna find this remix now.
Yeah,
it is the Hand Clap. I just looked it up. It is the Miles Travitz remix. There's a lot of horns in it and a lot of good beat drops, so
I'm a sucker for horns. All right, so Hand Clap was me. Keith, you're up.
I'm going to close out my More Than Just a Dream album with Merry-Go-Round.
Afraid I don't have it.
Yeah, me neither. Sorry. There it is. All right.
That's my solo one on that album.
All right, Katie?
I am probably going to be solo here as well. The Walker.
I got it.
Oh, haha!
It made my first pass, but not my second, unfortunately.
This is very interesting, the way I'm like kind of splitting y'all's lists.
You really are.
Like, I'm on some with Katie, some with Keith. Very interesting. I mean,
and it's funny because, you know, like I said, I was doing four per album. Since we had five albums, made it nice and easy, mathematically speaking. I've got two in the conversation for each of the two albums. One all the way through and one solo.
Interesting. That's that Keith. He's a math guy.
Yeah, love my numbers. Like, you said you had a spreadsheet. I was like, oh man, I need to see this thing.
All right. We're back to me, huh? All right.
I believe we are.
So I'll stay on self-titled since I was there last go. How about Fade Back?
Got it.
I've got it.
Oh, there we go. And there's the third one. So if we do nothing else, Katie,
Nobody agree on anything. I'm kidding.
we have to disagree about everything from here on out.
I really liked the synth riffs on this one. They got a little fun with those. Made it very enjoyable trying to keep up with it.
Indeed. Again,
It's
like
like I call it a good strutting song. Like
mm.
that very beginning of
Yeah.
it, it's just like you are like you're walking with confidence.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that, but like it's playing in the background right now. I don't think it goes out over Discord. But like the second you said that, I was like, yeah, I get that. And then it's funny that you say that because that kind of ties it back to that. It gives me that almost disco. Like it's almost a more modern disco. It's not quite, but like it is in that same vein. Like we were talking
I see
about
that, yeah.
a throwback, you know, quality to it that that was not the reason I picked it. But like now that I'm hearing it now, and I love when things come to light while I'm talking into a microphone.
Look, that just makes it, you know, raw and very personal, Justin. That's all.
It or, you know, Justin didn't study enough and could have had these things at the ready.
Look, no, you just maybe you need because we're doing this for a podcast, so you know, we don't always just kind of sit back and listen and try to enjoy it. We've got a purpose in mind. So when you actually can have someone point something else out, you're like, oh, yeah, no, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether you noticed it or not the first time around.
Yeah. All right. We got three in. I'm into it. Keith, we're winding down here.
Yeah. Let's stick with the self-titled album and let's go with Burn It Down. It's been the mood I've
I've
been in
got it.
lately.
I've got it.
I can't put it through, but we will take the two.
I will take it.
Anything to keep us out of the. I think we're officially out of the bin, too. Yep. We have a conversation. Nothing's got to come out of the trash bin, so.
Good, good, good.
All right, Katie?
Sticking with self-titled, I'm going with complicated.
Nope.
Oh,
No.
the soundtrack to my bad decisions while traipsing around Europe. Oh no. Perhaps it should stay locked away.
I love that though. I mean, obviously there's information like that. There's no way I could have known going in. But I love when there's a story. I hate that, you know, I have to go no. But I love when there's a story involved to a song that you chose. I just hate that I have to crush it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just crush all my hopes and dreams and all my memories. It's
Yeah.
cool. It's cool. It's fine.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
Well, it sounds like you've got a song that goes along with it perfectly.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. I think I got nine left. So maybe we do like three more rounds and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think I've got 10 left.
Man.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. I've got nine.
All right. Yeah, we're all roughly in this in the same neighborhood then. Let me try an all the feels one out. How about I just want to shine?
I don't have that one.
I don't. One of the last cuts I made.
Wait. All right. All right.
I
All
just, I never connected with that song, I think, the way I was meant to.
Possibly. I think the name is carrying a lot right there. Like, if I'm being perfectly frank, I think I can connect with just the title alone, and that made me connect to the song. Sometimes it is that simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of the times in my life, that is just how I feel. I just want to shine. I want to be, I don't want to be dark cloud Justin. I want to be, you know, sunshine Justin. And
Yeah, I think even with their darker sons, they still managed to hit that upbeat stuff going too. So you could definitely do that with these guys.
yeah. All right, so that one goes into the bin. Keith, you're up.
Sticking with the self title still, Fool.
Very good, but no.
I've got it.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more song on that album, so I expect neither one of you to have it.
Yeah, I think I'm tapped out on that one as well.
The way the
So,
math has been working.
spoilers.
Yeah. The way the math has been working. All right, Katie?
I am also jumping into All the Feels, and I may be on an island with this one, but I did go with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Got it.
Hey, I don't, but I love when somebody
That was a
takes the
fun one.
chance. Yeah.
The All the Feels was like where they started to get like, I expected to hear their song at like basketball games. It could be just because we're in March Madness right now, but
Also true.
you know,
No, I think you're right.
like I just expected a basketball team to come out to like half of this album.
You know what? And again, now that you say it, like, and I tracked this when I was going through that part of the album or the discography, and maybe I should have let them be more fun. I think I was too busy like looking for that thing that connected me back to, which is funny because I'm the one who threw hand clap in there, which is nothing but fun. But like I think like I'm looking for that I guess the word I'll use is edge that those first two records had, instead of allowing the artist to be what they clearly are from album three on, which is a lot more fun. So maybe I should have tracked that a little harder as I was making my list.
Yeah, they can definitely suck you in, even with that poppy stuff. As much as as you both know, as much as I love my blues and that kind of old R&B style, I mean, they definitely pulled you in with this poppier stuff.
All right. I still have a couple all the feels, so I already did that one. How about OCD?
Got it.
I got it.
Wow. All right. Well, unfortunately for Katie, that moves us into four, which is where Keith is at. So as it stands,
Womp womp.
as it stands.
I pass the torch to you, good sir.
Well, at the rate we're going, I think the number's gonna be five, but we'll see how it goes.
Still plenty enough. Again, here's me allowing the band to be fun. I don't know. I mean, maybe it just hit at the right time. Who knows?
Yeah, it was a fun song, and the lyrics I related to it,
Yeah, OCD, I get
Yeah, right.
it. All
All right, is
right.
this one on me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, I plan to be on an island just because this is the way I've been trending from the self-titled album, Get Right Back.
I've got it.
I got it
Oh,
too.
snap. Trend broken. You got it, Justin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. There's our five.
We can't get another one right. I don't want the pressure. Please don't do this to
Well,
me.
no, because I think this actually works out because if you do get it, I think you should get the final say on it because you're the one who's even as we're going through this, you're starting to like rethink how you listen to these guys.
That's true, yeah.
So if anyone, it should be you. I'm all right with it.
It is interesting, like the way I honestly thought after the third record we were going to be like all of us were going to be all over the place, and here it is, like we're hitting, I feel like we're hitting the most there. Very interesting. All right. So let's see. It is Katie's turn.
It is my turn. I am actually moving forward to the most recent album, Let Yourself Free. Anybody else notice how short all these songs were?
Yeah, under three, if I remember correctly.
All of them. Like by the time I was done with this album, I felt like, you know how like McDonald's has the timer that's like they've got to have their food turn around in like under 3 minutes. I'm like, was that same timer in the studio when they were writing the songs? They
You
were all
know,
short.
maybe they were just, they're capitalizing on, how society's changing. They,
Short
we,
attention
we want
span.
the quicker things,
Yeah.
right? We've all got somewhere to be.
Yeah, we don't want the long songs anymore.
I'd call me old fashioned, but I'm like, give me the long stuff. But I did start things off with the first track, Good Intentions.
Ooh.
Got it.
Well, I can't bring that to a three, but it does get to live to see another day. Is it two? Boom. All right. Is this the second round since I said we're doing three? I think. All right, I'll stay on that record with you, Katie. How about Stepping on Me?
I got it.
Got it.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, Icarus, your wings. Oh.
This is what I get.
Yep.
This is what I get.
Hey, you make the rules. I mean, this is purely your fault.
I know, right? People that keep saying, well, why don't you just not play? Why don't you just not pick one? I was like, well, that's not fair. Everybody else is doing it. Stepping on Me just really, really grabbed me. And like, even now as I'm listening to it again, like it is this, it feels like a nice mix of everything that I fell in love with on that first record, but it also spun a little bit forward where it's a little bit more modern and a little poppier, but it still maintains, again, I hesitate to say Motown adjacent, but like that's the word, that's what keeps coming back to me. All right. Stepping on Me is in. Maybe we got one more in us. Let's do another round here, huh, Keith?
Yeah, I've still got, let's see, four more songs left. So
I've got three.
I've got five, but I think only two of them have a realistic chance.
Yeah, so I think we got a few more rounds in us, Justin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with like one of the more melancholy songs that they did. Dark Days from All the Feels.
Hmm.
I don't have that one.
I can't save you. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah. I figured I'd be out on a limb on that one. A little bit different than the rest of their stuff, but this wanted to change it up just a tiny bit.
I was going to say, this is a perfect time for that. Like, we've got plenty going into the next round. So, all right, Katie?
I am sticking with Let Yourself Free, and I had Money Grabber, which had nothing. Will I have any more luck with Money Maker?
No.
Nope.
I do. I love that you have
capitalism.
Both.
It's a valiant effort.
Valiant effort, Katie.
I love that you have both.
All right, I love that I have both, and I love that both of them I was on my own.
All right. Since we know Katie only has two left, I'm just going to dump out this round. That way we can move on to the second round after this. I'll start at the bottom because they actually have a chance here. How about Hands Up?
Negative.
Nope.
Okay. A Place for Us?
No, sir.
The one thing I liked about Hands Up, though, I just found my notes on it. Like, it went Dark Days, which is this kind of slower, relatively speaking for them, song, and then Upbeat was like, or Hands Up was very upbeat and positive and stuff. It was just kind of funny to put those two right back to back. So
now these last ones I know for a fact are whiffers. That's why I'm doing them last. LOV.
Oh, I do have that one. I was coming back to that because I messed up and I was like, oh shoot, I left one off of Picking Up the Pieces.
All right, so it gets a two. All right, we'll take that. And then Winds of Change. Off Picking Up
Pieces. That one was so close, but it was no.
And then, yeah, same.
Last but not least, Tighter. Off of Picking Up the Pieces as well. All right, well, I did all right there. All right, so we know Katie has one left. Dump out whatever you got left, Keith.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. Kiss the Sky from All the Feels.
Nope.
Yeah. And then the last two from Let Yourself Free, Heaven and Silver Platter.
I've got Heaven.
Nice.
Wow.
I like the lyrics on that one. And of course, they had a piano intro, so I'm a sucker for it.
All right. So you found Katie's last one, which means Katie doesn't have to dump out.
I don't.
All right. So let's see what we got here. Little shuffling in here, in unanimously at six. Damn it.
Oh.
All right.
You have flown too close to the
Yeah,
sun.
it's what I get. You know, I mean, at least I went positive. At least I didn't say two, and then we got that. Don't gotta work it out. Out of my league. Fade back. OCD. Get right back. Stepping on me. All right. And then, so that means we've got basically three of these twos, and then I get my final say. So let me see what we got here in combo. 13. Yikes. That we got to trim down to down to three. All right. So I'm going to run these down real quick. Dear Mr. President, picking up the pieces, House on Fire, 6 a.m., Spark, Hand Clap, The Walker, Burn It Down, Fool, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Good Intentions, LOV, and Heaven. I feel like we should talk about Hand Clap first. And honestly, based on everything that we have in, I feel like if we would have gotten like only two or three unanimous, I think Hand Clap stands a chance. But I feel like with 12 other really strong songs and six really strong songs already in, I don't know if there's a place for Hand Clap. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I didn't have it, so I don't really have an opinion on it. But if you feel strongly enough, I mean, it could be your 10.
Send it to the moon.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Like if it's one of those things where I would be a little more willing to fight for it if we had like six or seven, you know, slots to fill, but this was definitely, I would say, like lower in the not the caliber, but the favoritism, I would say.
Right. And I just feel like this is a chance, since we already got six songs that aren't Hand Clap in. It's like, I feel like this is where that argument of, if you've heard Hand Clap already and didn't get into them, then what's going to make it different this time? It's like, all right, well, we'll just give them 10 different songs. And if they find Hand Clap on their own, then they can have it. So,
yeah, I think there's better songs on More Than a Dream than Hand Clap.
Yeah. So, all right, then, Well, is there one of those 12 now songs, Keith, that's kind of jumping out at you as, man, I can't believe we didn't get that unanimously? Or do you want the album breakdown first? Or
I've got the album breakdown on my side here.
Okay.
At least of the ones that I had two for. You know, right now we've got one all the way through on each album except for the self-title, which has two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I'm, you know, similar to the song, a little OCD. I would like two songs per album to get a good spread for the artist here. Kind of starting with their most recent album. I think Heaven needs to be in, personally. You know, I like the lyrics. It's a good start of the song, and it you know, pulled you in, I think.
So, I mean, I was the odd man out here. I'm an easy pushover, unless you put your foot down, Katie. How do you?
I mean, I'm the one who had it. Right. So, I mean, I'm team Keith on this.
All right.
But is it? Yeah, but Katie, to that point though, is it this or Good Intentions?
To be honest, if I had to decide right now, I'd say Heaven.
Okay.
There you go.
So let's do that. All right, and then I'll ask you the same question. Now we have what, 11 remaining? Is there one that kind of got two that you feel like should have gotten three, Katie?
Run me through the ones from Picking Up the Pieces.
All right. Dear Mr. President, Picking Up the Pieces and LOV.
It's hard because for me, because Money Grabber didn't make it, I would say Picking Up the Pieces, because it was between those two for me. And obviously, of course, I whiffed on Money Grabber. So I would say, I would probably say Picking Up the Pieces out of those three.
I'm into it. Obviously, I had it, so. All right. I mean, again, this is...
Well, actually, both of you did. I'm right. The one who didn't have
right.
it.
Right. So, I mean, unless you want to put your foot down here, Keith, we'll put Picking Up the Pieces as well through.
I really love Dear Mr. President, but yeah, Pick Up the Pieces again, title track. I always appreciate that. So, mm-hmm. And it's a solid song, obviously.
All right. So if we're following the album trend, we now have two from self-titled, Let Yourself Free, and Picking Up the Pieces. So why don't we continue that trend and start looking at, let's see, what do we got here from More Than Just a Dream? Let's see, House on Fire. Let me do it on this other one. It's easier to read. House on Fire, 6 a.m., Spark, and The Walker. So four that we need to trim down until one. Do you guys, do either of you have a preference?
I'll defer to Keith before I make my
Yeah, I'm leaning towards House on Fire. I don't know. I'm afraid if I try to play it on this side that you guys will pick it up on the mic, so I don't want to mess anything up. But if I remember correctly, House on Fire was pretty solid. I had some notes on that one. The chorus was really good. I think that's where my vote is right now. I only had House on Fire and Spark.
I would say it would be between House on Fire and 6 a.m.
Hmm. Okay.
I love the lyrics of House on Fire, and this one was a tough one to cut. I would say it's arguably the darkest of More Than Just a Dream.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Mm. What are you thinking, Justin?
I'm trying to give them, because I had both, so I'm trying to give them a little spin here to see if I have some sway. Well, let's weigh it out with what we have. Do we have something dark like House on Fire already? Is there something that, if we don't choose it, could take its place?
I don't think so.
Because right now, like, listening to them both...
Well, what about Burn It Down? Similar vibe, you also, know, fire, yeah. All that jazz, but...
Also true, yeah. I mean...
I think both of those...
Listening to them, House on Fire is doing more for me. But, like, I had both of them. So, you're asking me to pick between two that I had, so...
Let's do House on Fire.
All right. Let's do that, then. All right, boom, two, and
there's your nine right there.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Although I will say, All the Feels only has one song on there, and I really feel strongly about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right. Well, what else is available from that record?
Not much, I don't think.
It looks like just OCD.
Yeah, we had OCD.
Yeah.
I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 was a good one, but I know we're at the...
I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 over OCD.
Ooh. I don't know if I can make that argument, though.
I'm going to listen to each, because obviously it's my choice, so... Yeah.
Yes,
well, OCD's already through.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was unanimous.
Only two.
It's unanimous.
Yeah. No, OCD had all three.
Just kidding.
So,
but in
yeah,
that case, I'm really pushing for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So
it would round it out nicely, but it is Justin's pick since he picked six songs.
I was looking at the wrong list. That would be why. I was looking at the unanimous list and not the in the combo list. So that makes sense.
Spreadsheet you running over there, Justin.
Well, let me just, so I'm not like picking blindly, let me at least give myself a little listen to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because I don't know why I didn't have it.
It's one of those positive, upbeat ones. I mean, it's talking about getting hyped and zip codes and stuff, if I remember correctly.
Well, listen. I don't like to pick out of the bin. I'm also like you, Keith. And if an opportunity presents itself to be able to represent the artist completely, you know, evenly, and we have that opportunity... you guys are both strong on this song, so let's do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like I said, I don't have anything, not that I need a reason here, because it is a final say. I don't have anything.
You're a man of the people.
I'm a man of the people, and I don't have a strong enough reason to shut you guys down on that. Like,
and you also have OCD.
I
like
also
this song.
Have yeah. OCD. So there we go. 10. We did it. We got there. So let's run this down. Don't Gotta Work It Out, Out of My League, Fade Back, OCD, Get Right Back, Stepping on Me, Heaven, Picking Up the Pieces, House on Fire, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We did it without hand clap, and I feel really good about it. Keith?
It's like we gave it its moment, and then yeah. We put it away as God intended.
And again, like, it's a fine song, and I completely turned around on it. I think that if we didn't agree so much early on, maybe it has a chance, but we only had 4 songs to play with. I'm not giving one of those spots to hand clap. It doesn't make sense. All right. So based on, or let's turn the heat up a little bit, Keith, out of those 10, which one is the one? And for those who have never listened this far before, or just don't know, the number one pick, it will be the Fits and the Tantrums representative in our Best Of episode of 2024, which means we are going to try to win Alfredo Torres over with this song. We're also trying to win John and Randy over as well, but I like to put Fredo out there because immediately I know Keith is thinking, dudes.
Aha, dudes.
Which of those 10 do you think?
Yeah. The number one of the 10. Oy, you would do this to us, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
getting to the 10, not so hard.
Yeah. You know, Don't Gotta Work It Out. It's the first one all three of us, you know, were unanimous on. It's from the first album.
I don't know that I disagree. What do you think, Katie?
He stole my answer.
There you go. Then let's not belabor this. Let's take, I feel like that's the one because, you know, the other one that's kind of like on the radar is Out of My League. But I think if we send Out of My League into it, you're doing the band an injustice because it's possible that people know that. Not that it's a bad song. Obviously we picked it, but like, you might get that, you know, bias of, oh, I know this one. I already know this band. They stink. Or, you know, whatever they have, you know, giving them Don't Gotta Work It Out gives them a clean slate like it did for me. And I think that's the best thing we could do for anybody trying to get into this band. So, all right. Don't Gotta Work It Out it is. And let's get back up to the top here so I can play that. All right. Underneath us. I'm going to go down this list one last go again. Don't Gotta Work It Out, Out of My League, Fade Back, OCD, Get Right Back, Stepping on Me, Heaven, Picking Up the Pieces, House on Fire, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's let Don't Gotta Work It Out get a moment in the sun. I'm going to need a doctor's care to help me through the night. Oh, we nailed it. That's definitely the one.
I am pleased.
That's the one. We did it. All right.
Yeah, this is how I'm getting through the week. These 10 right here.
All right, folks. We did the work for you. So you're into Fits and the Tantrums. You're very welcome.
You're welcome for our service.
Yes. Look, you want to argue about it? That's cool. Go to Spotify and there is a Q&A section on every episode. Tell me which songs you think we got wrong, which songs we got right, however you want to do it. That's fine. You want to play yourself, legionofstupid.com. There's a sign-up sheet available there. And you can sign up for any episode you want. And then on an after-the-fact episode, you can yell at us about, hey, that Fits in the Tantrums episode. You guys said this. And where you can yell, like I said, the after-the-fact. By the way, that's about to happen. When I stop this episode, Keith, Katie, and I are going to talk some more. And you can hear that by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the door. It gets you the episodes of After the Fact every time I record one. It gets you deprogrammed a week before the rest of the world. Occasionally an Oh Hi Justin. It's been a while since I've done that because time... It's hard to make time. It's weird. It was a something I made time for every day for like 3 years, and now suddenly I don't have time for it anymore. It sucks. But more on that in a different avenue. You can join the Discord. You can, all that stuff is fun. Discord, Patreon, all from legionofstupid.com. You can find all that. We're also a podcast, so that means we're on all podcast platforms. Subscribe, rate, comment, all that would be appreciated. 5 stars on Spotify goes a long way. And answering the Q&A goes a long way to help. I can say that I see the difference in the numbers when that happens. So please, if you're listening on Spotify, please do that for us. I can't say the same thing about Apple, even though that is where the majority of you are listening. I would appreciate a 5-star review. That would definitely be appreciated. But I don't know what it does for the numbers. And I think an even more majority of you are just listening randomly on the web. So I don't know how you're finding us, but we appreciate you. I got long-winded here, and I apologize for that. But with that, Fits in the Transforms, we learn them and love people. We'll see you next week. Bye.